We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The U.S. Department of Justice has filed a lawsuit against Norfolk Southern Railroad using the 1971 Clean Water Act to seek damages caused by the East Palestine train derailment in Ohio, which resulted in the release of hazardous chemicals in the nearby creeks and rivers, killing an estimated 44,000 fish. For more, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Terry Tamminen, former Secretary of the California EPA under Arnold Schwarzenegger. Terry, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.
Is there a precedent for this suit?
Oh, absolutely. For decades now, as you mentioned, the Clean Water Act was passed 50 years ago and has been one of the most effective environmental laws in our country, including having what's called a citizen suit provision, meaning citizens can actually bring lawsuits like this. And in fact, I'm sure the citizens of East Palestine would have brought such a lawsuit had the regulator not stepped in and done it. Citizens can't sue if the regulator does. So in this case, the regulator, the U.S. EPA, stepped in, and for decades, it's been illegal to discharge pollutants, oil, and other kinds of hazardous substances without a permit. You're actually allowed to do some of that with a permit, like our sewage treatment plants and such. But if you do it without a permit, it's against the law, plain and simple, which is why in this case, the Justice Department is asking for what's called a declaratory judgment of liability, because there's really, the facts are not in dispute.
So was it a foregone conclusion that the DOJ was going to file this thing?
I would have hoped so, yes, because it's actually on behalf of the U.S. EPA, and I'm quite sure the administrator, Michael Regan, who has been there numerous times, has seen the damage, has seen the unpermitted discharge and the toxic and terrible effects that it's had on water and air. Under the Clean Air Act, you can do similar things, and there may be additional lawsuits under the Clean Air Act.
That's interesting. I want to go back to something you said. So if the federal EPA won't take action, that paves the way for action that can be taken, maybe in a class action suit by the neighbors of East Palestine, correct?
That's correct. So in fact, when I served as the Santa Monica Baykeeper, a citizen watchdog organization here in Southern California, I actually sued the city of Los Angeles for their leaking sewers that were discharging toxic sewage into the Santa Monica Bay. And that put them liable for penalties of $25,000 per violation per day. It totaled $500 million for all the violations we added up. We ended up going to court. They ended up settling and spent the money to clean up the sewage system. So it works when the citizens bring these suits as well.
That was going to be my question, that the implementation and the use of this 1971 Clean Water Act, do you believe it's made a difference?
Oh, it's made an enormous difference. Those of us that are old enough to remember the Cuyahoga River burning and lots of other, you know, terrible stories of despicable pollution throughout our rivers and lakes, it's been cleaned up dramatically in that 50 years. And the way the money gets used, I think is also important. You know, we're talking here now about penalties of over $64,000 per violation per day in the case of East Palestine. And so that'll add up to hundreds of millions of dollars, and that money could be used for cleanup and restitution.
I'm just thinking, if I'm a neighbor in East Palestine, I can't imagine how frustrating it would be. You would want to move out. You're afraid to drink your water. Your property values are tanking. If the Justice Department is successful, will neighbors affected by this derailment get help from the lawsuit?
Well, theoretically, when the government fines you, it goes into the Treasury. But there is a provision called a Supplemental Environmental Project, or a SEP, that you can settle. So in other words, in this case, the defendant might sit down with the EPA and the Justice Department and agree on a number, and then they would pay that instead of penalties, and that that number could then go to clean up the mess and help restore the rights of the citizens and their economic loss.
I have learned so much from you. Thank you so much for joining us. Terry Tamminen, former Secretary of the California EPA under Arnold Schwarzenegger.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.